from the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The Washington Department of Agriculture is sending out a big thank you to all the good folks out there who report the sighting of invasive pests. WSD Pest Program Manager Greg Hobrick says it really helps when folks are on the lookout and reporting what they see.
Exactly, and the capacity to do that has really grown over the last several years. The Washington Invasive Species Council has an app that you can put on your phone for reporting various insect pests, and we're not talking, you know, just about Asian giant hornet or Japanese beetle, but we get a lot of other things turned in to us as well.
Invasive pest or not, Halbrick says, it's just better to make sure.
We're always happy for people to submit samples or photographs to us of pests or something they've seen that maybe they don't recognize in that area, because by having all those extra sets of eyes out there, we're much more effective at being able to, again, detect these things early and hopefully be able to address them and mitigate them in a much more timely manner. So, yeah, there's just no substitution for all the help we've been getting from the public.
We get these new pests, Halbrick says, because they're hitchhikers.
Yeah, they certainly do. Even the strongest flying insects aren't going to fly across the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean. So you're right. Pretty much everything that we get here arrives because somebody moved it, generally by accident. But somebody, a human, has moved that.
Hobrick says the spotted lanternfly is the next pest they expect to pay the western U.S. a visit. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.